Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Once again, Max Griner's with us this week. Max, good to have you here. I'm going to try not to laugh when I ask this question, but Max, you're not normal, are you?
No, and I think it's when my mom or daddy dropped me on my head when I was little. I'm not sure what happened.
I was kicked by a cow. That's
yeah, that's what it is.
That's my
yeah.
problem. Yeah.
No, actually, I've been a little off-step ever since I was born, I think. But it's okay. And now I've got even a better purpose with God in my life. Because before I was just strange. Now I'm strange with God.
And but that's good, though.
That's exactly.
Because you reach a lot more people when you're strange with God.
That's exactly
right. You
have right.
to think out of the box.
The Bible does say we're a peculiar people. And as I've shared with you guys before, if you don't see the joy of the Lord in somebody, you better check their salvation. If they're always bitter and grumpy and judgmental and fault-finding.
It's a great point.
You know,
if that is the case, they do not have God inside them because you cannot have the Holy Spirit and God inside you and be that way because God is about happiness.
That's right. You got to see the joy. If you don't ever see any joy, you need to have them think about it. Now, we all go up and we all go down. And
you're listening to the wrong preacher.
But the deal is when you have Jesus, you got everything. And no matter what happens to you in your life, you got the joy. And that's what people see in you, even if you don't intentionally try to project it, it just comes out and people want to know what is that about you, and that opens the door to tell them about Jesus.
Now, Max, you believe in miracles. I know you do because I've seen some of these miracles that you've participated in and you've helped happen. But tell us now, we do this every week, what is the miracle of the week?
Well, Roy, you know, years ago when I found out God was still working miracles, and I grew up Southern Baptist, got saved when I was 7, Southern Baptist for 40 years, I did not know that God was still doing biblical-type miracles, still talking to people. Nobody told me. And it was in about 1976 when a Methodist named Jim Beard told me that God's still speaking and working miracles. And when he did, and God worked a miracle for me, after that I said, God, I want in on this. Don't do anything fun without me. If you're going to do some miracles, I want to be there. But I also promised him that I would witness any miracles he worked in my life. And so Sherry and I, by the grace of God, have seen lots of miracles, and lots of them are going up, happening up at the cross in the garden here, because we've set up a place where the Holy Spirit can just be himself, and people can read the scriptures and reach out to God, and he touches them. And I was just with a couple here recently, Chaz and Crystal Schumann from San Antonio, and I met with them for a couple of hours, and they were just drawn to the cross, and they'd been coming repeatedly, and they had first come to the garden on Labor Day 2003, and they were just up there, and again, they had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, and they got empowered with the Holy Spirit. They were sprinkled with the glory. They started, the glory dust started sparkling on their skin and their clothes, and they just, it just took their faith. They were already God's kids, but that experience at the cross just set them on the fire. And so as I saw them this week, they're now have a ministry that they're doing. They're going out, and it was like gasoline on the fire for them to come to the cross. It's almost like a recharge thing if you got one of those electric cars. You come and you can plug in right there at the cross and go back out in power. And with so many people like this couple, their destiny is released, their gifts are released. These people, and Crystal in particular, is having prophetic gifts now that are manifesting in their life. And there ain't nothing they'd rather do or talk about than Jesus. And they have jobs, they do stuff, but they constantly make trips to the garden. And then they go back, and they did tell me when I saw them here just real recently that now when they tell people about what happened to them at the garden and up with the cross and Jesus, the people they talk to, all of them, they said, get covered in the Shekinah glory dust as they're sharing. And it's their family and their friends. And again, imagine they're at another place. They're just witnessing about what the Holy Spirit did up in Kerrville, and he manifests his presence again. And so it's just fun to see. And there's hundreds of people like that this kind of thing's happening to. And so it's fun to share.
Well, we have a very special guest again in our studio this week. Tell us a little bit about our guest.
Okay. Well, we have another really distinguished guest, and this lady is married to Jack Rothenfluh, my good friend, Pastor Rothenfluh, that we had on the show here the last two shows. And everybody has a cross to bear, and so Carol was assigned Jack to be his helpmate in his life. And she has been an incredibly wonderful, supportive wife and mother of two great kids, and now he's a grandmother, and she's part of Jack's ministry, and it's been their ministry through the church and First Christian Church as pastor, but now she's part of this Commission to Every Nation. And God, I think, uses Carol to speak and tell Jack what to do so he doesn't get confused in that, and he can always go back and ask Carol, now, what does God mean here? And she'll do it. So it's our privilege to have Carol Rothenfluh here in the studio with us, and we do know her to personally in the side, because she also worked for me for a while and Sherry in our at our art business, and so we love her, and we wanted her to tell her perspective because it's kind of unique compared to everybody else.
Carol, welcome to the show.
Glad to be
here. And you do admit knowing Max, is that correct?
I do. The first time I met him, I was kind of taken back and wasn't sure what to think, but I did know one thing for sure, that this was a man that loved Jesus. And so because of that, I knew that that was someone that I wanted to be around and to even just learn more about, because he was bigger than life and approached things in a way that I had not really seen before.
He has some unique ways of approaching things, but he gets it done.
Yes, he does.
Now, tell us a little bit, share the story with us about how you met Max and Sherry.
Oh, we're trying to think exactly when, and I think one of the main times was when Max came to our church to do a presentation about his artwork and about his evangelism, and it was quite an eventful time because a lot of the people were very unaware of this type of ministry and what he was doing, and it shook things up a bit while he was there.
Yeah, it took a couple of months for the church to recover, right?
Yeah, maybe.
How did that ultimately work out?
Well, of course, some people really were excited and interested, and some were not. So the church we were at, some people struggled with the Holy Spirit and the giftings and all, but some did come along and really felt the Holy Spirit, and their lives changed.
In 2000, you end up working for Max and Sherry. That was an adventure, I bet.
It was an adventure, and it was about that time that God had released Jack and I from the church and didn't tell us what to do next. He just said, leave. And so we didn't know what we were going to do, and but we knew God was in it, and we knew we had to wait on God. And so I was offered a job at an accounting firm, and Max happened to have his call line for his ordering, his artwork, at this office. And so my job was to work some for the accounting office, but also to do Max's phone orders and lots of things. The funny thing was, he came and planted on my desk one day a program that would give us the opportunity to have online ordering. And he said, I don't know how to do this. Just fix it.
Make it work.
And so, not having a lot of background in making things work like that, I plotted along for way too long, probably, that someone else could have done it quickly. But step by step, Max called me a turtle, but I was slow and sure, and we did get it working.
You got it done. You bet.
We got it working, and we got all of his stuff online, and that was quite an adventure. But we had a lot of fun and a lot of frustration in the midst of it.
Well, now, the Garden Vision was birthed in December 9th, 2001. And when you first heard about that and you saw what they were talking about doing, what did you think?
Well, Max always has bigger-than-life ideas. I found that out quickly. And he walked in the office one day with a foam board
model,
right, that everything is always perfect and precise and everything. And he had this foam board model, and he said, look what God has given me. And it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And he said, you know, I don't know how this is going to work, but this is what God gave me. And we all kind of looked at it and not sure how it was going to work, but knew that God had given it to him.
So what do you think about the vision today?
Well, it all came to pass, and then some, and in such miraculous ways that even Max didn't know was going to take place to get it to where it is today, which is astounding.
Yeah, because the vision was very expensive. I mean, the vision God gave me cost millions of dollars, and when you don't have millions of dollars, it's kind of hard to think you can do a $1 million vision. So that little model I laid down in front of you cost money to do the concrete and the rock work and all that stuff. And yet today, by the grace of God, he's done it.
Now, Jack was a trustee, your husband, at the start of the 14-year journey. So that was kind of special because he was involved and you were indirectly with that whole thing in the very beginning.
Right. And it was Jack was on the board and did board things. Not boring things, but bored things. And I was kind of behind the scenes watching all this take place and watching a lot of the things start to begin to blossom. And
talk a little bit about that. Let's get into what was involved with the forces of evil trying to block it.
Oh, well, there were lots. There were many things that the enemy was adamant about stopping this. He did not want this to happen, and there were lots of lawsuits. There were lots of attacks. There were lots of verbal attacks. There was attacks on his character. But, you know, through all that, God wins. And he, as Max stayed the course and kept his eye on the prize, basically, and on Jesus, and all of these attacks and all of these lawsuits and all kind of fell away because they had no basis.
And what about you, Max? Do you remember those battles and those?
Oh yeah. And the good news is you read that Bible, all of God's kids pretty well, they got a battle. And usually it's multiple battles. And as I think it was John Wimber once said, don't trust any Christians that don't limp. You know, because when you're really trying to serve the Lord, you come up against the real devil. And he tries to do everything he can to stop you from doing what God wants you to do.
Carol, I have a question to ask you. After all this has been said and done and you see everything that's up there today, was the victory worth the battle?
Absolutely. No question. Because the victory is souls being saved and people coming to know the Lord that would never venture into a church, never venture near a Christian, and yet they come up to the cross sometimes just out of curiosity and meet the Lord at that point. So yes, it's very well worth all that went through.
Well, Carol, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate everything that you've done, along with your husband, Jack. Max, got any closing comments?
Just so we love these people. And as I said before, everybody needs friends like the Rothenflues, because you got to have true blue friends that stay with you through the thick and the thin, through the good days and the hard days. And these are those kind of people. And if you don't have friends like that, you need to pray and ask God to send you some friends like that.
And these are some examples of some of the types of folks that we've all been fortunate to have to come to help put this cross together,
right,
and make this happen over the years.
Right. God's dedicated.
Because without them, it wouldn't
kids.
Happen.
Amen.
How do people reach us? And if somebody wants to get involved and volunteer for the cross or maybe make a donation of some kind, how do they get in contact with us and find us?
Yeah, we're on Interstate 10. You can just come right out of San Antonio 1 hour and we're up in Kerrville. And you can see the big cross, and just we have a little office there that's open during the week. But you can go to the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And then also we have a website, thecrossatkerrville.org.
Here's Sherry Greiner with this week's Visitor Comments.
Once again, we have some great comments, and I would like to share those with you now. This one says, this is about completing Max's idea about the cross-shaped garden and all the sculptures you see. That's what the dedication is for. It's the original vision. This is from Jack Rothenflew from CTN Kerrville, Texas. And this was from a Kerrville Times article. This one says, absolutely beautiful. The drawn photo from above left me in awe of God all over again, from the beauty of the location to the design God gave you. It reminded me once again of God's design for the tabernacle so many centuries ago. And he is still at it today. How blessed we are to have you, God's obedient and talented servant, and the empty cross, God's handiwork, towering above our city. God is Lord over Kerrville and beyond. Thank you for being faithful and persistent against huge obstacles. Many blessings to you and Sherry. Glenda Holcomb, Kerrville, Texas. This one's from Kent. Inspiring. Really enjoyed visiting your beautiful exhibits. God bless you for making this available to the public to enjoy. Thank you for the best gift that one has ever given me. Thank you, Father, for healing Alan Bonnet. Thank you for miracles in our lives, financial and healing. This one was anonymous. And thank you today for letting me share with you our quotes that we really appreciate and we enjoy receiving them. So if you have one, please send it in to us. That's all for now.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.